glory. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. I speak it. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor, in pain to give birth. Now, there is a spiritual birth and a physical birth. And another sign appeared in heaven, behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. And his tail drew a third of the stars from heaven, or the angels. He pulled them with him and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then a woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared for by God that they should be fed, that should be fed her there for 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. So we see here that Jesus, the bridegroom, amen, was birthed. He was birthed on the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets. In fact, on September 23rd, 2017, a constellation appeared in the heavenlies. And the constellation was what we just spoke in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. And that was on September 23, 2017. The constellation appears in heaven. These were two biblical cycles of Daniel. From that point on, 7 years later, because 2017 and 2024, 7 years later, that was just another cycle. September 16th, 2024, to October 31st, 2024, is the finishing of many things that God had started and completions of things. You're about to see in this next, all the way to Halloween, multiple things happening. We have war in Israel. Amen. You have the corruption being exposed, the Diddy operations, all the human trafficking, child trafficking, all of these things, all of these purgers and extortioners. And you got to remember that Space Force has everything, which Donald Trump is still the head of Space Force. They can oversee everything. They can pinpoint a dime from satellites. They can hear every home. They can hear every phone call. There isn't anything that is hidden from them. They have it all. They have all the recordings. They have all the cheatings. They have all the lies. They have all the perjuries. They have all the emails. They have everything. There isn't anything that they don't have. But again, they wanted to convince humanity, so they had to go with this plan. This plan is nothing this is something that started years ago with President Kennedy, John F. Kennedy. But he was assassinated. And, of course, he was assassinated by Bush, who was the head of the CIA at that time. Why? Because these are all deep staters. Many of them are entities in human bodies that are demonic forces, and people don't know. Is everybody okay? In Matthew chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Bethlehem means house of bread. That's why he's known as the bread of life. Of Judah, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born of the Jews? For we have seen his what? His star. Signs in the heavenlies. In the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard of this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it was written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he said to them, sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, not the baby. Young child. Wow, Jesus was 2 years old now. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. Well, he lied. Why? Because after that he set a decree out, anyone 2 years and under that was born would be sacrificed and killed. Why? Because he was looking for him. Amen? Now when they had heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was, not baby. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down to worship him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. So here we see the Star of Bethlehem, which is known as the House of Bread. Jesus was born on September 11th, 3 BC, which is Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets. Birth the child. Go to Numbers 24, verse 15. So, and he took up an oracle and said, the utterance of Balaam, the son of Beor, and the utterance of a man whose eyes are open, the utterance of him who hears the words of God and has the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down with eyes wide open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. This is known as the Star of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel, and a banner to brow Moab, which is the Arabs, and destroy all the sons of the Tumim. Now, this is pretty powerful. And Edom shall be a possession, Syrah, also his enemy shall be a possession. While Israel does valiantly, out of Jacob one shall have dominion and destroy the remains of the city. In other words, Israel's going to win no matter what comes against them. Amen. The Star of Jacob. The Star of Bethlehem was a represent. In fact, the Star of Jacob was seen on September 27th, 2024. Because now we have strong satellites and so forth, so you can see certain things. It appeared in the heavenlies. The Star of Jacob represents the body of Christ. New birth. The Star of Bethlehem represents the head, who is Jesus. You know, a while back, and you've heard me say this over and over, God was going to glorify the body. He's going to glorify the body like never before. He's going to return in the body before he personally returns or calls the body home. The body of Christ is about to witness many signs and wonders in itself and things that are happening in the world. Remember, it's going to be the greatest of times, but the worst of times. It's the greatest of times for me and you, but it's the worst of times for those who are not in Christ and not walking according to His will. Amen. We are in such a time, the body of Christ will be glorified through the whole world. We know that between now and October 31st, something is about to occur to awaken the world. Things are awakening them now, but even bigger things are going to be coming. Amen. And November is going to be pretty crazy. But we're going to have an awesome holiday for Christmas. Praise God. Galatians 1:9, please. And as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For I do now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased man, I will not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through what? Revelation of Jesus the Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceeding zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him 15 years. But I saw now of the other apostles except James and the Lord's brother. Now concerning the things which I write to you, indeed before God, I do not lie. Afterward, I went into the regions of Caesarea, and I was unknown by my face to the churches of Judea, which were in Christ, but they were hearing only. He who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy, and they glorified God in me. Pretty powerful, isn't it? Go to Galatians 2, verse 16. Hallelujah. Knowing that man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by grace, we ourselves also are found sinners. If Jesus, therefore, is a minister of sin, certainly not. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a what? Transgressor. For I, through the law, died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Jeremiah 30, verse 5. For thus says the Lord, we have heard of a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether man is ever in labor with what? Child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Why? Getting ready to give birth. Now we know that man can't give birth, but spiritual birth, man and woman can give birth. Alas, for that great day, that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is a time of Jacob's trouble. Time of Jacob's trouble. There's two times of Jacob's trouble. There's 7 years of peace. But he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck. I will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their God. And David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Who's David their king now? Donald Trump. It was prophesied that God would call David his servant, Trump, in 2014, I think it was. Verse 10, therefore do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will make a complete end of you, but I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished. So is Israel being punished now? Yes. They're being chastened by the Lord. For thus says the Lord, your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe. There is no one to plead your cause. Everyone's against Israel. United Nations, European Union, all nations is against Israel. That you may be bound up, you have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one. For the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. Why do you cry about your afflictions? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. Therefore, all those who devour you shall be what? In other words, they have been the hunted. But it's going to turn around where the hunted will become the hunter. That's what's going to happen. And all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall become what? Plunder. Again, those that have been hunted shall become the hunter. And all who prey upon you, I will make a prey. For I will restore health to you and heal you by your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion. No one seeks her. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. This city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palace shall remain according to its own plan. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Now, remember, we are entering the first Thanksgiving after a 400 cycle. As the 400 cycle has been met, this is the first Thanksgiving we're going to have in November. After a 400-year cycle. And the voice of those who make merry, I will multiply them. They shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all who oppress them. Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governor shall come from their midst. Then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold the whirlwind. Remember, we talked about the whirlwind already. Years ago, the Lord showed me three whirlwinds. The first one was going to be strong. It was going to roof housetops off. It was going to expose evil and wickedness through the world. And it was going to continue all the way to the end. Then the second whirlwind was going to come and release provision, prosperity, weapons, and strategies. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. Hello. the fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. The latter days, you will consider it. In the latter days. Are we in the latter days? That's when it's happening, isn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis 28, verse 10. Speaking, now Jacob went from Beersheba and went on toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it on at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to the heaven. And there were angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as of dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and your seed, all families of the earth will be what? They'll be what? Blessed. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob woke up from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this? This is known other than the house of God, and this is the great gate of heaven. What did he find? A portal. God opened a portal to him. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put his head on and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on it, on the top of it. And he called the name of the place Bethel. But the name that what the city had been was Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give what? A tenth to you. What was he talking about? Tithing. Tithing. You know, so many people rob God by not tithing. So we see this was Jacob's ladder. Go to the next chapter, 29 and verse 15. I shared Jacob's trouble was 2 7 years. Then Laban said to Jacob, because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me what should your wages be? Now Laban had two daughters, and the name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance. Now Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to you than I should give her to another man. Stay with me. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. Then they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. Now it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to Jacob, and he went into her. Then Laban gave his maid Zelpha to his daughter, Leah, as a maid. So it came to pass in the morning that, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this you have done? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me? Now you got to remember, Jacob was reaping what he sowed. Didn't he deceive his father? him, and he got the blessing instead of Esau. Amen. And Laban said, "It is it must not be done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill your week, and we'll give you this one also for service, which you will serve with me another 7 years." So he had to wait another 7 years for the one that he loved. But in the meantime, he grew to love the one he had. Then Jacob did so and fulfilled his week. So he gave him his daughter, Rachel, as a wife also. And Laban gave his maid, Bilhah, to his daughter, Rachel, as a maid. Then Jacob also went in to Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. And he served with Laban still another 7 years. This was Jacob's trouble, 2 7-years. Now there's spiritual and physical, isn't there? Hallelujah. So we see this is what Israel is going through now. That's why the tribulation is a 7-year period, isn't it? It's part of Jacob's final trouble. Now many people believe that we're in tribulation now, and I can't deny that. But there's 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine also. And I believe that we have been through famine. I think there's been a lot of things that have happened already. That there's a 3.5 years also. And I think we've been through many of these things that we're now entering a time of blessing where the kingdom of God will be blessed on earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because we're getting ready for the greatest harvest of the history of humanity. But chaos has got to come. That's the only way people come to the Lord. Why? When things are chaotic. When they're fearful. When man can't rescue them. Then they run to their Creator. Many people, look at after 9/11, how many people went to church. Although it didn't last too long. Many people got saved. But then they drifted. But God constantly brings something up for people to go back and come back to Him. Because He desires no one to be lost. So Jacob's star was a sign for the body of Christ. A birth, a rebirth, a new beginning. Where the body of Christ will be glorified like it's never been before. We are getting ready to enter a new reality. And I've shared this more and more and over and over. We're watching the whirlwinds of God. Not only continue to destroy and expose, but continue to release provision and the anointing. And you'll see more and more of that. Amen. And I want to close at Matthew 25, verse 1. And the kingdom of heaven shall be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. What's a virgin? It's considered a Christian. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were stupid or foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Why? Because they did not get ready. They were not prepared. Either that or they drifted and didn't stay prepared. Those who were foolish took their lamps and no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. How do you get oil? Worship. Worship. This is where the Bible says this, the letter kills and the spirit brings life. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. For our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself." Why? Because you cannot provide oil for anyone. You produce your own oil. Amen. Afterward, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were what? Ready went in with him to the wedding and the door was shut. Again, many people are listening, but they're not hearing. They're thinking this is just a farce, just another trend. But it's happening in their right in their front lawns. They're seeing disasters. They're watching the economy collapse. They're watching corporations and CEOs leave. Many people trying to leave the country to escape, especially many of these movie stars that were involved in this corruption, just because they own their own plane. But remember, Space Force knows where they are. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's had this divine plan, and he will complete it. And we are in the time of completing things. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. And afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. But we know. Remember, he's coming through the body first. He's going to unify the body and increase the body. We just have to stay in position and be ready. There's going to be changes and shifts and all kinds of things. We've got to be able to be moved by the Spirit and break traditions that we've held on to. Well, this is how it should be. No. It's how he's doing it. Righteousness will always continue to go forward. Amen? There's an area of righteousness. But we do not exchange righteousness for goodness. The throne room says righteousness. Amen? Righteousness. That's what it says. Those who practice righteousness and justice shall enter in, not those who practice good and evil. That's where the great deception is, isn't it? Well, I'm a good person. Good people don't make it into heaven. Only righteous do. There's only one true good. There's only one true God. And there's only one way, truth, and life. And so and those who are led by the Spirit of God are called sons of God. So what a time to be alive. So listen, you have the keys of the kingdom to bind and loose. Use them. You have the power in the blood of Christ. You've been anointed and called and predestined. Don't take it gently. Become more serious. Watch. Pray. Fight. Keep going forward and don't look back. Because you can turn to salt yourself. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word and preparation. And we want to be prepared for all those things that you're doing. Don't let us miss anything, Lord, as you begin to glorify your body. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen.